3. A map of the world. When I was a teenager, and my father could see how hard I was trying to be cool, he took me aside and gave me a little talk about the difference between being cool, which he clearly was, though he didn't say that, and acting cool, which I clearly was. I was already doing risky things, and he remarked that to die a needless death of your own making was not cool, man, not cool. One summer, some years later, I was going out on night assault maneuvers with the Army's 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg in a live fire exercise. I was working with Army Rangers, who were some tough mothers. We spent a few days hopping in and out of helicopters, shooting off rockets, and blowing up tanks. Oh, it was great fun. But I was most interested in hearing from the Rangers about their training. It was hardcore. The training lasted 8 weeks, starting at Fort Benning in Georgia and winding up sometimes as far away as Utah. It was the most intense, demanding, and exhausting ritual the U.S. Army had. We'd just come on a night drop into sand dunes. They didn't let me jump, so I was on the ground when the planes came over. I could hear the distant chattering of automatic weapons fire somewhere in the forest, and then the faint droning hammer of the C-130 engines. The moon had not yet risen, but the Big Dipper was up in the western sky, and a big orange planet burst halfway up beyond the southern tree line as I walked out onto what seemed like desert, but had been, 10 million years before, ocean floor. The darkness was so complete that I could see nothing before me as I struggled through the sand. Then one of the stars in the southern sky resolved itself into an artificial light, and I walked toward it, knowing that it was a turn-in point for parachutes and that people would be there. As I walked toward it, I saw a planet suddenly rise half out of the eastern sky, and I watched it for a moment before I realized that I was looking at a flare. A moment later, automatic weapons ripped away, and then the heavy whoosh thud of a howitzer peeled back the pretense of solitude for a moment before night closed once more around me. There is nothing quite like the sound of a howitzer, an enormous galvanized steel door being slammed, jamming the air up into the valleys of these hills. Like a surf, the weight...